This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're talking about celebrities that are controversial in their popularity. You either love them or you hate them, and we want to hear from you. 916-909-1065. You can call or text us there. And ironically, we're going to start with one we got on text. Gwen Stefani.
I get it.
Somebody texted in and said Gwen Stefani is one of those celebrities that they just cannot stand.
You know what it is about her? She seems like a real ding-dong.
You've never sounded like an old grandma more.
She just seems like there's just air up there.
Can't you just picture Katie on like some sort of Lazy Boy rocking back and forth a little too hard, and then Gwen Stefani comes on some show and she goes, you know, she seems like a real ding-dong to me. Go get grandma a glass of wine. It's hot.
Oh my god.
916-909-1065. I knew this one was going to come up. Taylor Swift. I will defend Taylor. I like Taylor Swift.
I'm not sure what it is about her people don't like.
They don't, though.
It's almost just because I think it's like oversaturation. She's just in too many places.
Yeah. Another one. Wow, this is a hot take. Somebody said Tupac. They said Tupac couldn't rap. And he's idolized because he's not around anymore, I guess.
Huh.
And I don't know if I necessarily agree with the Tupac one, because Tupac actually was like, he was actually a halfway decent actor too. Like, people forget he was in movies and he was a writer
also,
and stuff like that.
His music was almost more poetry than rap.
But I will say this. I don't get everybody's appeal with Biggie.
No, me neither.
He sounds like he's got marbles in his mouth. Here's another go, and this one I totally agree with, Zendaya. I don't understand the appeal. On any metric, I don't understand the appeal.
That makes me feel like you just haven't been introduced to her the right way.
I couldn't have been introduced to her more.
You've seen her in something other than Dune.
I saw her in all the Spider-Man movies.
Oh, she was in Spider-Man movies?
Yeah, I saw her in that tennis movie, Breakers. That
looked bad.
I just don't get her. I don't think she's super attractive.
What about The Greatest Showman?
No, I don't get
it. You don't think she's super attractive?
I don't. I just don't.
Clean out your eyes.
916-909-1065. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
All right, give us a celebrity that you can't stand, but everybody else seems to love them.
Now, people might not like me for this, but Charlie Day, I cannot stand his voice. I know. It's like nails on a chalkboard in my ears. Ugh.
Okay, Rebecca, here is why this is especially funny.
This is cutting to the bone.
Okay. There is no person on this planet that people say Gavin sounds more like than Charlie Day. He gets it.
I disagree.
All the time.
You disagree with that? How do you disagree with that? How do you disagree with that?
Now I see it.
Well, you don't think Charlie Day makes up for it, though, by being just like, he seems like such a fun guy.
Good time, Charlie.
Literally.
True.
Right.
True. Yeah, there are some movies where he's really funny in, but I still can't watch the whole movie because his voice just irks me.
I mean, I still think he's one of the funniest people in Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Hysterical. I couldn't be happier.
So we both agree, though, that like Charlie Day, he is fine. How about this one? This is another one that people put on there. Tom Cruise. Some people just hate Tom Cruise. I don't get it. What's wrong with Tom Cruise?
No, he's so insufferable.
What?
You know what it is? He takes himself way too seriously.
Okay, I thought that until Tropic Thunder, when he did that wackadoo character, and then you find out...
That's acting.
But you find out, though, that the entire thing was his idea. I like Tom Cruise.
The idea that he keeps wanting to do his own stunts, and he's level 7 in...
I think he's higher than that, Katie. Come on.
In Scientology.
All right, this one couldn't have come up on text message more. We have to talk about this one. Beyonce came up so much on text messages.
How much?
Take a look at them. Scroll down.
This doesn't feel right. This feels wrong.
We've at least got 8, 9, 10 people that have texted in and said Beyonce.
What could be possibly wrong with Beyonce? What could possibly... And don't say you don't think she's a good singer, Gavin. No, that makes you sound like a psychopath. Makes you sound like a ding-dong.
I don't say that she's not a good singer. I don't think that she's as good as everybody makes her out to be. I don't get why she is Queen Bee. Like, there's no difference between her and everybody else, as far as I'm concerned.
Clean out your ears.
Keep the text messages coming in because we'll keep this list and we'll do this again sometime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.